check out how le da chi the ka ha sa le cha ka the lo wo cho social media network moments le mong momentum na cha lo cho ro pe I chong hong shi re ta sha
Well, Nyo Jong, as said, my name is Jonathan, and Tatsi, I won't be speaking so much Hmong for the listeners out there who are expecting Hmong, so I apologize for that. So, yeah, my name is Jonathan, the founder and host of Shareable Hmong Men's, and I live over here in California. I started Shareable Moments about 6 months ago, so pretty new, and Shareable Moments is pretty much an online video platform where I interview Hmong professionals. We talk about their stories, how they got to where they are, and tips and advice they want to live for younger Hmong students and young Hmong professionals. Yeah, like you said, I graduated from college a few years ago. I work full-time. I have a day job with data analysis and market research. So that's what I do for my full-time job. But I started Shareable Moments as a side thing because when I was in college, I had a lot of questions about, what kind of things I want to do after college. I asked the questions like, what are Hmong people doing? And I always hear stories of Hmong people doing awesome stuff. And I had questions like, well, what's the story behind that? Why did they chose that field? Why did they choose to be a doctor or a lawyer? Why did they choose to run for public office? You know, we have the recent election of Steve Lee, the mayor here in California, and I have questions like, well, why did they do that? And what are some of the things that led them to do that? And so I couldn't find any really easy resource to answer those questions. So 6 months ago, I just started interviewing people in my family, and then I got a lot of requests to interview other people. And so it just really started because I had a question of, well, what are Hmong people doing and how did they get there?
Yeah, I mean, social media network.
Well, it started on social media, on Facebook. Well, let me back up a little bit. I actually started as a podcast like what you're doing, Vince. So I actually did just audio recordings, and I had a podcast, I had a website, and people could listen to them online or through audio. But a lot of the people that I wanted to target were young Hmong people, like college students and people who just graduated. And I realized that a lot of them, unfortunately, don't listen to podcasts. So it was hard for me to connect with them. And so I realized a lot of them are on Facebook, and they'd much rather watch the videos than listen to it. So I started recording videos instead. And Facebook just happened to be the quickest way for me to show people, because a lot of Hmong people are on Facebook. It's really easy. And so I just started a Facebook page and shared that. I have my own website too, Hmongmint.com, but more people, it's easier to get people to watch it on Facebook. So I just started it on Facebook because it's just easier to reach people. Yeah, there's been a lot of reaction. I'm very surprised that it's been mostly good reaction. You know, so a lot of people have been very, very impressed and very encouraged. And I get a lot of people. I have a long list of people who I want to interview because people keep sending me names. They keep saying, hey, you got to interview this person. So they keep referring me to more people, which is really good. I haven't got a lot of negative comments. The only thing that I think is kind of negative, which is unfortunate, but I don't speak Hmong very well, right? So a lot of listeners sometimes say, hey, can you speak Hmong? And, you know, it's not that I don't want to. It's just I wouldn't be able to speak it very well. So all my videos are in English. And so that's the only kind of negative feedback I've gotten. But other than that, a lot of people keep saying, hey, interview this person, talk to this person, talk to this person. And that's usually a lot of the feedback I get.
Set up ilu social media network tela choro social media na skills actually.
The short answer is it doesn't require a lot. You know, it doesn't require a lot. I don't have a background in like sound or audio engineering. I don't have a background in videography or anything like that. I created my own website. I did all this by myself, and I don't have any technical background. And it's a lot easy now for people to do it because a lot of people have made it easy for you. And so what I would say is that the only skill you need to have, the only thing you need to have coming in if you want to produce podcasts or videos or go on YouTube, the only skill you need to have is you just need to be willing to learn.
there are so many videos on YouTube, so many resources, so many people who will teach you for free because they put videos out there. You just have to be willing to learn and watch and listen, and you can do it yourself. And of course, you need to have some familiarity with like Facebook and YouTube, you know. So if you watch it and go on it a lot, you have some familiarity with it. So it's pretty intuitive if you're on it a lot, but you don't need any hard or technical skills or background. You just got to be willing to learn, and that's what I did. And so I spent a lot of hours just learning, and then but once you get the hang of it, it's not too bad. So you just really need to be willing to learn.
Future mission, your vision, some days in the future, forget about your full-time jobs and might turn to this one?
So the short answer is yes. I want to eventually be able to do shareable moments full-time or do something similar to full-time. You know, I work full-time, 9 to 5, but I think the goal is really to start my own business, start my own organization, and really create value for the Hmong community or for other people listening or watching. And so, yeah, that's really the goal. That's my hope. I want shareable moments to be heard by every young Hmong person. You know, I think what you're doing, Vince, is awesome. And I listened to some of your episodes. I think it's really awesome. It's unfortunate that more people don't know about you. And I definitely want to share what you're doing. I like what you're doing. And what I'm doing is really trying to gear for you know, my kids and my grandkids, you know, so that they can listen and hear and see what Hmong people are doing. And so it's going to require a lot of people to get involved. And so I want to be able to one day work full time doing this or doing something similar like this. And my plan is, you know, one way to advertisements, right? So if you get enough people to watch your show, or there are some other things to do as well, I could have my own products, but I'm looking into a lot of different potential ways. But yeah, so I definitely want to be doing this full time. That's the goal.
Especially challenges that might come across.
The biggest challenge, I think, for anybody who wants to do this, and a challenge that I've faced, is really going to be yourself. Okay, and what I mean by that is, when you try to do something new, when you try to create something new like I've done, I created this new word called Hmongment and trying to create this new brand and this new online platform for the Hmong community. When you do this, it's very vulnerable because you're putting yourself out there in the world and people can criticize you, people can say things about you. And so I think when you start something like this, the biggest person who's going to criticize you is going to be yourself. A lot of time I just felt like, oh man, am I good enough? Are people going to listen? Do people want to be on the show? Am I ever going to, you know, make this more than just a side hobby? And so I think the biggest challenge is just facing your own cynicism, your own criticism. And but once you realize that, you know, you're the only one holding yourself back, I think that's the biggest obstacle. I mean, that's the biggest one for me. I mean, I think the technical stuff, like starting the website, I think those aren't really big obstacles because there's a lot of resources for people to help. And the second thing is, so not only myself is a big obstacle, but the other thing is, it's hard to find other people who want to do this. You know, there's hard to find a lot of people who want to do crazy things with you or who want to invest time with you. And a lot of people just want to stand back and just watch. And so that's hard too, is to find people who want to help you and really invest and believe what you're doing. So that's the second hard thing, is so myself and then finding other people to help me along the way.
Maybe in the future,
totally. No, I totally agree with you. You know, I want to find somebody who shares in my vision, who shares in my heart about what I want to do, and I want that person to be able to speak Hmong, because you know, I think it'd be great to have a co-host or to have somebody host in addition to me who speaks Hmong. And there's a lot of people your age, a lot of people your generation that you have a lot of moments. Even you, Vince, like, you know, you have a lot of valuable moments that I want people to know about, and maybe, I mean, definitely we'll talk about this and getting you on my show as well, that, you know, I want people to know what you and my dad and my, you know, grandpa and all those people, you know, I want them to know their story as well. So yeah, I definitely want to get someone who can speak Hmong, maybe someone older than me or someone as young as me, but no, you're right. I want to get someone who can speak Hmong to reach that audience. I just want to let people know that first thing I want to say is for those of you who haven't seen it, and I really encourage you to watch it, you know, you can just go to Facebook and just type in, you know, shareable moments, HMONGMENTS, and just watch some of the videos I've seen, I've recorded so far, because I think, you know, recently I put out a video of Bunya Vang. She's the first Hmong woman who's at Harvard Law School. And I don't know if many people know that, right? And I think that's really exciting that we have a Hmong woman at Harvard Law School. And I was telling her, as I was interviewing her, I told her, you know, Bunya, your classmate, the person you're sitting next to, is probably the next president of the United States, right? The person you're sitting next to will be the next senator or the next ambassador or the next CEO of a large company. And I was telling her that, you know, she's at the very, very top, and we have a Hmong person over there. And I think that's something that Hmong people, we should be proud of, we should know. And so I just want to tell the Hmong community that if you don't know what your Hmong people are, I'm trying to make that happen for you so you can hear and watch and see what Hmong people are doing. So watch some of the videos I'm doing and share them. I mean, that's why I call them shareable moments. I want you to share them with your friends, your family, younger people, encourage people. So watch them and share them. And if you have moments, valuable moments you want to share, I want to get them on the show as well. So I don't really turn down anybody. You know, anybody can be on the show, because I really believe everybody has something valuable to say. And so watch, share, and then share your own moments as well.